This is a meditation on awareness of sensations in the body and awareness of the body. It's also known as a body scan. Before we begin, it's important for you to find a room where you won't be interrupted by other people or by sound, and to find a place where you can lie down on your back, on a rug or on a yoga mat or on your bed if it's not too soft, because there's a danger of falling asleep. It's also fine, if that's not so comfortable, to sit in a chair and to do this meditation that way. The essential idea here is to become familiar with one's own body and what goes on in it. And so we will move systematically through the body, paying attention to various parts. And we begin by lying down on our back, arms to the side with the palms up, legs in a comfortable position. Probably it's best if the feet are falling to the outside. If this isn't comfortable, it's fine to sit in a chair. Try to be in a relaxed position, but one in which you can also feel alert. We're trying to awaken, not to fall asleep. And we begin by bringing attention to breathing, trying to notice the sensations caused by the breath, and trying to find the place first where it's easiest for you to notice these sensations. That might be in the belly, which rises and falls with the inhalations and exhalations. It might be the chest, might be the nostrils. And once you find the place where it's easiest for you right now to notice the sensations caused by the breath, bringing your attention to that spot and as best you can, keeping it there. Noticing one in-breath at a time and one out-breath at a time. When you notice that your attention has wandered away from the breath, that's a moment of mindfulness, and just bringing the attention back to the breath gently. Not controlling the breath, simply being present with it, noticing it. And on the next out-breath, moving the awareness from the breath down the left side of the body, to the toes of the left foot. And as best you can, noticing any sensations in any of the toes. There might be sensations caused by the air. You might notice temperature. You might notice sensations caused by contact with stockings. Simply noticing whatever you can notice. Not thinking about the toes. Not wishing you had different kinds of toes. But if thoughts arise, comments arise about the toes, simply noticing those comments and bringing your awareness back to any sensations in the toes. And if you don't notice any sensations, that's okay. Moving now the attention to the bottom of the foot. Noticing any sensations around the ball of the foot, on the skin and the muscles and the bones, and moving to the arch of the foot. With an attitude of curiosity. And moving now to the heel, noticing any sensations in the skin, in the muscles, in the bones. And now bringing the awareness to the top of the foot. Again, noticing sensations in the skin, muscles, bones. And now opening the awareness to the entire foot, noticing any sensations, any place in the foot. Some people find it helpful to imagine that you're breathing in through the part of the body that we're examining. You might try that. If you find it helpful, then continue to do it as we proceed through the body. Just breathing in through the foot, breathing in through the left foot. And now, on the next out-breath, moving the attention to the ankle. Noticing sensations in the skin, inside the joint, in the bones. Maybe you'll notice blood circulating in the area. And as we're doing this meditation on the body, if your mind wanders, there are two things to do. One is to bring it back, bring the attention back to the part of the body on which we're focusing. If you get more lost and don't really remember what we're doing, then bring your attention back to the breath. For a little while, using the breath as a source of stability until you hear further instructions about the part of the body we're supposed to be attending to. And now shifting the awareness to the lower part of the leg, observing any sensations on the skin, in the muscles, in the bone, On the next out-breath, moving the attention to the knee, the left knee, observing any sensations on the skin, the rough skin on the top of the knee, the smoother skin on the back. In the kneecap, the joints, now moving the awareness to the upper part of the leg, the thigh. Again, noticing sensations in the skin, the large muscles in this part of the leg. Maybe in the bones. Now moving the attention to the place where the leg joins the hip. And opening to the entire pelvic area. Noticing the buttocks, noticing the genital area, observing any sensations on the skin or in other places. You may notice pressure from the floor or the chair. And now moving the awareness to the right buttocks and moving it all the way down the right leg to the toes on the right foot. Noticing any sensations as best you can in these toes. Again, there may be pressure or contact from the sock, stockings, from the air. You may be able to feel something on the bottoms of the toes. Now moving the awareness to the bottom of the right foot. The area of the ball of the foot, the arch of the foot, the heel. Again, noticing any sensations. And now moving to the top of the foot. Noticing sensations any place in the foot, in the skin, bones, muscles. Now moving the awareness to the ankle. Now to the lower leg, the calf. As best you can, noticing sensations on the skin. There might be sensations from contact with your clothes, contact with the air, sensations in the muscles or bones. Now moving the awareness to the right knee and noticing any sensations there on the outside or the inside. Now moving the attention to the thigh, the right thigh. Again, you may notice contact with clothing. You may notice sensations in the muscle, the bones. And during the time we're spending being aware of the body, when you notice that your attention is elsewhere, not on the part of the body to which we're attending, simply bring it back. And there may be times when you're distracted by a strong, unpleasant sensation someplace in the body. It could be a pain, could be an itch. And there are two ways to deal with this circumstance. One would be to move, to get rid of the pain or scratch the itch. The other, which I'm suggesting, is that you try to pay very careful attention to that sensation. Observe it as closely as you can. Watch it change. Notice if there are thoughts associated with it. And when it falls out of your awareness, return your awareness to the part of the body on which we're focusing. And now bringing your attention to the abdominal area, the belly. Noticing it rise and fall with the inhalations and exhalations. Contact with the skin. You may be able to sense the intestines or other internal organs. And now bringing the attention to the lower back. You may notice pressure from contact with the floor or the chair. You may notice other sensations on the skin or in the muscles or in the bones. And gradually now bringing the awareness up the back, the middle of the back, the upper back, where again you may notice sensations of pressure, of contact, muscle tension. And now bringing the awareness to the chest, noticing its up and down movement, any kind of sensations on the skin, bones, muscles, inside the chest cavity. And now bringing the awareness to the shoulders, tops of the shoulders, noticing any sensations from touching the clothing, muscle tension, anything in the bones. And now moving the attention down both arms to the fingers of both hands. And beginning with the left hand as best you can, trying to notice any sensations in the individual fingers and thumbs. Moving across from the little finger on the left hand all the way across to the little finger on the right hand. Now moving the awareness to the backs of the hands, to the palms of the hands, to the wrists, and now moving to the forearms. And the elbows. Noticing sensations in the elbow joint, the bones, muscles around the elbows. And now moving to the upper arms. Noticing any sensations on the outside. On the skin, muscles, bones. The armpits. Inside the shoulder joint. Again, the attitude here is curiosity. We're here to simply notice what's going on. What the sensations are. And if thoughts arise about what you're noticing, simply notice the thoughts and let them be. And bring the attention back to the body. Now moving the awareness up the back of the neck and the head to the crown of the head and observing any sensations in the scalp, on the scalp, and in the skull. Now moving the attention to the forehead. Noticing sensations in the skin, perhaps you'll notice sensations in the muscles, and now moving to the eyebrows. The eye socket, the eyeball, noticing any sensations in both the eyeballs, the eyelids. Now moving to the nose, noticing sensations on the skin, on the outside, the inside. The bridge of the nose. Moving awareness now to the cheeks, noticing the outsides of the cheeks. the lips. You may notice sensations from the air. And moving to the chin and jaw. And now inside the mouth, noticing any sensations in the tongue, the roof of the mouth, the floor of the mouth, even the skin on the roof of the mouth. You may be able to notice sensations in the teeth. And now moving to the ears. As best you can, noticing sensations in the outer part of the ear, in the inner part of the ear. Now moving the awareness into the throat. And now to the outside of the neck, noticing sensations in the muscles. The skin. And now opening the awareness to the entire head, noticing sensations any place in the head as they arise, and expanding your awareness down the neck, through the arms, to the shoulders, the chest, the abdominal area, the upper back, the middle back, the lower back, now to the buttocks and the whole pelvic area. Now expanding further to the thighs, the upper part of the legs, now extending to include the knees and the lower legs and the feet. So that now the awareness is open to the entire body and relaxing and simply noticing any sensations as they arise any place in the body. And having a sense of the body as a whole. Noticing the various points of contact, noticing the heft of the body, the shape, noticing the breathing, and as best you can, remaining aware of the entire body and all that's going on. No judgment, just curiosity, compassion and appreciation for the body and all that it does. And remembering that you can recapture this state of mind almost any time by simply dropping the awareness into the body and into the breath. And whenever you're ready, begin to move your fingers and toes a little bit and open the eyes, stretch a little bit. And as best you can, trying to carry this connection you have right now with the body into your daily life.